You know, the chase is hard, but it's worth it. I want to talk to an individual out there, a king, a queen, a mother, a father, a grandfather. And I want to tell you that where you are right now is not your forever. You see, life is hard, and the chase, it'll almost drive a man insane. But with the belief in God, an ordinary man can rise to an occasion and get a world something they never seen before. You see, I was a project kid from Pontiac, Michigan. Mother a heroin addict, father in the streets. Only thing I seen was people selling crack cocaine, selling heroin, selling pounds of marijuana. As a kid, they thought that that's what I would grow into, that's what I would form into, but God had other plans. I say this to tell you that no matter what you placed in front of, that is not your forever. That is only a barrier. That God has already given you the strength to remove. You see, I was this young kid that woke up every single day and all he wanted to do is save his mama. I would watch my mama watch beautiful shows on the television. She would look at those dresses, she would look at those cars, she would look at those homes, and I could see the pain in her eyes. I could tell that she wanted to give us this. But all the pain she felt, the funny thing is I felt. And that was the fuel to push me to the next level of my life. That was the fuel. So when I stepped in front of another opponent on that football field, I told him my life on the line and I can't move. But we got two choices, baby. Are you gonna fly or you gonna die? No matter if you're born in the belly of the projects, you have something special. You have this special gift to give to the world, and the only way you're gonna bring it to life is if you believe it here and speak it here. See, motivation is only a reminder of the greatness that already lies inside of you. They try to make it this huge thing, but the truth is, greatness lies in every single one of us. You can't listen to the echoes of other people when you're talking about your dream. So if you go into the darkness alone, you're gonna go to the light alone. And you can't be afraid to walk alone.
In order to get to that next level, I had to make sacrifices. The reality was I was overweight, I was out of shape. You know what, I started to give up soda and only drink water. I gave up French fries. Before I knew it, I had to get disciplined. So my question for anybody to get to that next level, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? Who are you willing to stop hanging around? You know what, I spent a lot of time drinking and hanging out with my boys. I had to give that up. And while they were at the nightclub, while they were at the bar drinking, I got into the stadium. I stole a key from the manager, and at midnight, I would get shots up. At midnight, I would work on my game. And that's the kind of passion, that's the kind of commitment it takes to get to that next level. So as a training and development person, my first question is to make sure, what are you willing to give up? What is your discipline like? What is your work ethic like? Are you just comfortable right now? You got an $80,000 job and you're comfortable. You work on a work cure and you're comfortable. You can't get comfortable. None of us can arrive. None of us can just go through the motions. Our job is to get bigger, stronger, and faster. Our job is to get better. All my clients, at least, minimum, got to get 10% better. You can't hang around me and not get better. You can't hang around me and stay the same. Because me staying the same almost ruined my future. By staying the same, I got stuck. And I got inspired that I got to get better. I got to get to this next level. And I'm obsessed with this next level. Now, I'm obsessed with helping you get to your next level. You can't afford to stay the same. I want you to travel. I want you to have a big house. I want you to have a nice car. But most importantly, I want you to get to the top. I want you to have your dreams come true so you can have this feeling that I have. This feeling that I have, nobody can take it away. I know what it feels like to have a hope and a dream and to get it. We're not chasing dreams, we're catching them. What is your dream? What did you say in front of that classroom in third grade? What did you say to that teacher? What did you tell your mom and your friends? What did you say before you gave up? What did you say before reality became your truth? When did you accept the lie? When did you get comfortable? When did you get off track? When did you stop? When did you quit? I'm here to push you. I'm here to drive you. I'm here to connect with you. When did you give up? When did you talk yourself out of it? I need you to talk yourself back into it. I need you to make sure that you get those notes out. What are your goals? What are your dreams? I'm here to help you. I know you can get there. I know you can get to that next level. No doubt about it. But you got to work, baby. You got to work. You got to rise up early. You got to go to bed late. Let me tell you something. You got to get obsessive. What are you obsessed with? You can't act normal and think you're going to make normal money. You can't act common and think you're going to live in a common house. Any successful person I've ever seen in my life, they are different. They are obsessive. They are uncommon. And if you want to get to that next level, you got to do something different, baby. Because who you are today is not your potential. Who you are today is just a point of reference. Don't you ever confuse your potential with who you are right now. And my job is to be on a mission to help you get to your next level. Oh, I'm not going to let you quit. I'm not going to let you stop. I'm not going to let you have excuses. I'm not going to let you come up with justifications. Because right now, I promise you, you have justified something in your mind, and in your reality, you think it's true. You think it's really true on why you're not where you're supposed to be. Let me tell you something. You need to get to where you're supposed to be. I remember at our high school, the bell would ring, and the principal would come into the hallway. If you were out in the hallway after the bell, he would yell and say, hey, where are you supposed to be, son? Hey, young lady, where are you supposed to be? And all the students would run to class because they knew where they were supposed to be. So can I ask you a question? Where are you supposed to be? Based on your dreams, based on your goals, based on your vision, where are you supposed to be? That night changed my life. My father reminded me of where I was supposed to be. And all of a sudden, I had to become somebody different in order to get to where I'm supposed to be. See, I'm in a transformation business. That's all I'm about. Your next level requires you to transform. You got to think better. You have to execute better. And you have to win better. But it requires transformation. You can't stay the same and get to where you're supposed to be. Your company can't stay the same and get to where it's supposed to be. Our job is to improve. Our job is to get bigger. Our job is to get stronger. Our job is to get faster. Every single year, I'm gonna push you. Every single year, I'm gonna drive you until you reach your potential. And you can go back to your class reunion and you can look at your classmates and say, yep, I'm that lawyer I'm supposed to be. I'm that entrepreneur I'm supposed to be. I'm on the global platform doing international business, just like I told you way back when in the third grade. Always get to where you're supposed to be.
What is impossible? Nothing. Anything is possible. We see people come from nothing every day. We see people start off with nothing in their pockets. But before they die, they had a world. It's because they can see what they wanted a long time ago. If you can think it inside your brain, it can come to life.
If someone else has achieved it before, you can too. And I guarantee you, whatever you seek, there will be a reference of someone achieving it somewhere on this great planet. Find the story, model them, and then better them. It matters not the color of your skin. It matters not where you were born. It matters not the limits of your friends and family. The only thing that matters is you and what you believe is possible. Make sure the answer is anything.
Anything is possible, but only if that is what you believe. See, if you're the type that says no, anything is impossible. That will also be your reality. If you believe there are limits to what you can achieve based on excuses you put down, like your limited opportunity, like where you live, like lack of funds, well, those limits become your reality because you won't even attempt something outside of your limited mindset. The one that believes in anything is possible will try anything. We'll attempt greatness. We'll risk everything to be anything but average. And even if they miss the target, they will be far ahead
of the one that never tries. When you believe in yourself, anything is possible. So many have risen from nothing to something, from hopeless to greatness, from no resources, built a legacy. If they can do it, you can too, but only if you believe.
Now, it's one thing to believe anything is possible, and it's something else entirely to achieve something incredible. So get out there and make a plan. When you suffer setbacks or failures, keep going and learn the lessons. Everyone going after something great will experience setbacks. You must keep going. Make the plan better, stronger. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible.
Change that ugly picture that you see in your head. How dare you tell yourself that you don't have what it takes? When you were born with a gift, you was born with your purpose. You was born with opportunity. See, you're worried about the things you don't have. You're worried about the things people say about you. But if you build it, they will come. And you love it, it'll grow. Cherish the small things that's huge in your heart. And watch greatness be created. Anything is possible.
You know, I was a high school star. I just thought I was on to do great things. You know, I was a typical kid. You know, we all stood up in front of class in the third grade and fourth grade and said what we were going to be when we grew up. You know, I was no different than any other student. Everybody in the world did that, right? It was like an exercise we all did. So my message was, I'm going to play pro sports, and when I'm done playing pro sports, I'm going to make more money in business than I did in sports. And everything was going along fine until when I got to college, I found myself sitting on the bench, a high school stud, basically becoming a scrub sitting on the bench. And I'll never forget, all of a sudden I recalibrated my dreams and goals, and my father called me on the phone. This was a turning point. He asked me a question that really changed my life. He said, son, you don't play, why not? When I gave him what I thought was my truth, I gave him what I thought was my reality, only to find out now it was an excuse. I said, Dad, politics. Dad, it's political. My father said, what? He said, son, if you can help that coach win, you will play. Go back and do what you said you're going to do. And all of a sudden, I got reconnected to that little kid on the inside of me that had dreams and goals of getting to that next level. I went to my coach, and I said, coach, what do I need to do to play in the NBA? See, in many cases, sometimes we get stuck, we get stagnant, and we lose that fire and that passion because we forgot our vision, we forgot our goals, we forgot our dreams, and all of a sudden reality takes over. All of a sudden circumstances take over. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on a mission to make sure that everybody in this world knows that that next level is waiting for you. You can become that person you wanted to be when you were 10 or 11 and 12. You don't have to let your reality take over and all of a sudden you live this normal life. You don't want to have a normal life. Why have a job and just be normal? Why have a company and just be average? I'm telling you, you should be on a mission to get to that next level. My coach told me what I needed to work on, and ladies and gentlemen, I had to up my game. I had to start working harder, right? I stole a key from a manager, and I would go into the arena at midnight and work on my game, work on my left hand, work on my right hand. I got fundamentally sound. All of a sudden, I began to realize that I got to get better. I'm not just good enough, and I began to confuse my potential with who I was at the time. That might be the biggest mistake that people make around the world. They confuse their potential with who I was at the time. People get hired based on their potential, but your work ethic is what's going to make you a vice president. Your work ethic is going to make sure that you become a CEO. Being fundamentally sound in marketing and selling and customer service, I became fundamentally sound and I made it to the NBA. And before I knew it, I got cut because I realized that all I wanted to do was to get there. I had no vision to be an impact player. Ladies and gentlemen, you got the job. But that's not enough. Don't relax. Don't settle. You got to get bigger, stronger, and faster. You got to get better. You got to make sure it's your work ethic. Getting that job is just the beginning. That's not the end. You want to live your dreams. You want to have your goals. You want to get to that next level, ladies and gentlemen. You want to take trips. You want to have a nice house. You want to have a nice car. You want to know powerful people so your kids can have access and their lives can be easier than yours. You are beginning a legacy, and your job is not just take your career to the next level. Your job is to take your family to the next level so your kids are better positioned than you were. All of a sudden, when my career ended, I had no money coming in. And I was starting over from scratch. But there was a difference. I knew what it took to be the best in the world. I sat down with the speaker, who was a Hall of Fame speaker, and I said, what do I need to do to become a Hall of Fame speaker like you? And at this breakfast, I did not have enough money to pay for it. And he told me what I needed to do to get to the next level. And I did it. So here I am. It's the Hall of Fame induction. And another speaker came up to me and said, you know what? Aren't you excited? You're getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I looked her in her eye and I said, you know what, miss? I am very excited. But this time, I expected to be here. This time, I knew exactly what it took to get to that next level. So when I go and speak, I'm all about the next level. When I coach executives, I'm all about the next level. You have to master fundamentals. You have to have a good vision. You have to make sure your mindset is right. You have to make sure you understand how to operate in a team. But most importantly, you have to be accountable. We live in a world where people lack accountability. That's why my best-selling book, All But Stink, is so popular. It's how to live your best life and eliminate excuses. Because until any of us own our situation, until we become accountable, we are all crippled by our own excuses that we believe are real. All I want people to know is that they can get 10% better every single year. If we get 10% better every single year, in 5 years, we won't notice you. In 5 years, you won't notice your own bank account. You won't notice your own career. You will get bigger, stronger, and faster. You will get more effective. You will get promoted. You'll drive more revenue. But ladies and gentlemen, next level is about purpose. Next level is about understanding what it takes to get there. I'm on a mission because if I can get to that next level in two different industries, I know that I got a message for the whole world. And I have the information that I can teach to make sure that anyone can have that dream come true that they had in their third grade class, that they had in their fourth grade class. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't quit. Don't take reality. I'm telling you, that dream that you had way back when can become true, and it can become your reality.
Billionaire PA, and I'm about to inspire you to get your butt up and speak your dreams into existence. I speak into existence that I am going to be a billionaire. I speak into existence that I will inspire over 1 billion people to speak their dreams into existence and teach them how to develop a wealthy mindset. I speak into existence that I have written over 83 books that will inspire you to live out your dream and develop a wealthy mindset. I speak into existence that you will never spend your present time with a person that you don't have a future with. What that means is, if I cannot see myself with you today, don't call me tomorrow. I speak into existence that if you never understand your worth, people gonna pay you pennies. If you want people to respect you, you have to understand your worth and you have to understand your value. And you have to not just understand your worth, but you have to exercise your worth. I put a book out for $963.36 because I slept in my truck for 63 days. I was homeless for 36 months. You cannot tell me that you're going to give me $950 for my book because I didn't sleep in my truck for 50 days. I speak into existence that you will lose the weight that you desire to lose. I speak into existence that you will become whatever it is that you desire. I speak into existence that you will live out every dream. You will be the millionaire and you will be a billionaire. When you don't understand the power of your words, you don't understand the power of manifestation. You become what you speak. I'm gonna take you back to the truck when I had no clothes, nothing, and I was in my car writing, sitting, just speaking my dreams into existence. And I wrote the quote, "It's okay for your pockets to be broke. Just make sure your mind makes sense." I speak into existence that people will learn to appreciate your existence while you are living, not when you're dead. I speak into existence that you would demand that people appreciate your existence right now, not when you die. That means do not give me no funeral speech. Give me my funeral speech while I'm living. Don't give me my funeral speech when I'm dead. In other words, don't give me no funeral speech when I'm dead. Give me my I speak dreams into existence speech while I'm right here on this earth. I speak into existence that you will appreciate my existence right now, today. People will wait until you die and then get you flowers, but won't give you nothing while you living. No, support my dream right now. I speak into existence that anybody watching this video know that I appreciate your existence. In order for you to manifest your dream, you got to be the first one that believe in you. Don't worry about what nobody else say, man. Speak life into your dreams. I wrote a quote when I was sleeping in the back of my truck that says, if you got less money in the bank than you have followers on Instagram, you need to get you a new group of friends. I'm telling you, man, you gotta tap into your dream. You gotta tap into what you believe in. Speak into existence anything that you desire to speak into existence, and I know that you can do it, man. Do you believe in yourself? That's all that actually matters. If you never understand your worth, people gonna always pay you pennies. If you're not tired of paying, getting paid pennies, man, then that's your fault. Stay right there on that job, man. But I'm not going to stay right here when I know that I'm worth being a billionaire. I know I'm capable of speaking my dreams into existence. I can remember being trapped inside of a negative environment that wouldn't allow me to dream, to the point that I had to set my mind free, to the point that I now dream so big dreams dream about me. That means if you dreaming, you dreaming about me. But I'm no longer selfish. I now encourage you all to please dream bigger than me. Even if I was blind, I could have told you my future was bright. Even in a time when me and my mama stayed in fights and we had no lights. From Alabama to California, and I didn't even have the money for that flight. You see, it's a quote to you, it's a bar to you, it's a song to you, it's whatever inspiration you want it to be. But that's my life. Doctor said she'll never walk again, so I told the woman, close your eyes, use your mind. I taught my mama how to glide. See, that's a quote to you. That's inspiration to you. That's my life that inspired me to speak my dreams into existence. So when I'm running from this grocery store, and I finally walk into the house, and I get in the house, and I watch my grandmama. She's sitting right there in the chair, and she's chilling. And she got the her Bible. This woman always kept her Bible in her hand. And as I looked up at my grandmama, I seen my real granddaddy had a sawed-off shotgun to my grandmama's head. I witnessed this. I wasn't the only one in the house. My mama was sitting there. My mama's sisters were sitting there. And everyone in the room was in tears, and everybody in the room was crying. And the thing that inspired me the most is I thought that my grandmother, the most inspirational girl in the world, was going to submit. Because anytime when people are at their lowest point, they give up. Anytime when people feel bad or they rent due, they stop doing, they stop, you know, living their dreams. They stop fighting. But the thing that happened next to me was as my grandmama sat right there in that chair, my grandmama looked up and said, my last grandchild just walked in. And if you a man, like you want them to think that you a man, then you pull that trigger if that's what makes you a man. But I know I'm going to heaven and God gonna take care of me. And ever since that day, I told myself, That's the type of faith that I want to have for my dream. That's the type of inspiration I want to have for my dream. That's the type of commitment I want to have for my dream, that you could put a gun to my head and I'm still going to say, I speak into existence. But I didn't do this just for that. I did this for you. I did this video right here to encourage you to get your butt up and go speak your dreams into existence. My grandmama once told me that it's best to stand for something, otherwise you should sit down. No matter what nobody told you about your dream, man, stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you believe in and speak what you want into existence. I want you to stand up and say, I speak into existence whatever you desire to manifest in your life. If you want to lose weight, then you speak it into existence. But it's not nobody else's dream to believe in your dream. That is your job. Never put your dreams in another person's hand, because they will never love your dream like you. And speak life into your dream. And speak life into your dream. And speak life into your dream, man. Let's not talk about all the people in this world that we hate. Let's not talk about all the people in this world that don't support our dream. Let's not talk about all the people who put us down, who beat us up. Let's spend more time into appreciating the people that have supported your dream and spend less energy into the people who have not supported your dream. So instead of you working to prove a hater wrong, why don't you work to prove the person right who believed in your dream? Instead of you proving somebody wrong who's never supported your dream, instead of you worried or focused on somebody who's never gave you a dollar for your dream, put your energy into appreciating the people that believe in you. When I see on Instagram, people have less money in the bank than they have followers on Instagram, I said that you need to get you a new group of friends, because it ain't no reason that you should not know how to use your Instagram in order to turn those followers into money. I put my dreams in the universe and I refuse to be talented and broke. I speak into existence that you understand that it is okay for your pockets to be broke as long as your mind makes sense. I can remember no money in my pockets, and I spoke this dream into existence because I made my mind make sense. You got to get up and believe in yourself and tap into your dreams of what you believe in. Don't you ever let anybody stop you from living your dream, man. You deserve to be successful. I speak into existence that you're going to be successful. I speak into existence that if you're going through any type of health issues, you can overcome it. It all starts in the mindset. I speak into existence that every dream that you have will manifest. I'm going to keep speaking my dream into existence until you understand the power of manifestation. And once you get done speaking your dreams into existence, you got to stop talking and you got to shut up and you got to go execute your dream. And that's how you get to the destination of living your dream. I speak into existence that you will understand the value of yourself, and you will get up and you will do more for yourself and expect less of others. In order to be successful, you have to do more for yourself and expect less of others. You have to wake up and manifest your dream. You have to get up and do the work. You got to get up and write the book. You got to get up and do the music. You want to talk about you an author? Don't tell me you an author. Just let me know when the book coming out. Don't tell me you do music. Just press play. Don't tell me that you starting your business. Just let me know when is the opening date. Stop telling everybody about your dream and start showing them. We live in the entertainment industry. What they say is show business, not talk business. So that means allow your work to speak for you. Therefore, you never have to open your mouth. So I speak into existence that you will fly for your dream. I speak into existence that you will glide for your dream. I speak into existence no matter what situation you in. If you on a job that you hate, quit today. Don't put in no 2-week notice. Quit doing stuff that you hate, man. Stop working and putting your time in for people that you know you hate. Would you sit in a relationship for the rest of your life for something that you hate? Get your butt up, man, and go live your dream. We was all put here to live out our dreams and live out our purpose. And I believe in you, and I believe that you can speak life into your dreams. I'm pumped up, man. Y'all go get y'all dream. Don't follow me. Lead with me. I speak into existence. This will be, by far, one of the most inspirational videos around the world that will encourage people. to live their dream, speak their dreams into existence, execute their dream, tap into your dream. 1, 2, 3, 4, tap into your dreams, man. And when you tap into your dreams, you can do anything you put your mind to. 1, 2, 3, 4, tap into your dreams. And when you tap into your dreams, you will make people appreciate your existence while you living. You will make people appreciate your existence while you living and not when you die. You will make people say what everything they needed to say while you were standing right here on this earth and not when you die. Don't give me no speech when I die, when you can give me my I speak dreams into existence speech while I'm right here. Don't tell me I was a good person when I die. Tell me that I'm a great person while I'm living. Don't give me no gift or no roses when I die. Give me my appreciation right now and support my dream and cash out my dream instead of liking my pictures on Instagram. Tell everybody to support your dream and don't be afraid to tell people how they can support your dream. Tap into your dreams, man, because we over here speaking dreams into existence. So get your butt up, go get your dream, and execute your dream, man. I just tested positive with MTD, motivated, transmitted, disease. If you touch me, look at me, email me, or hate on me, I will infect you all with motivation. This video was to encourage you to speak your dreams into existence. This video was to encourage you. This video right here was to encourage you and everybody listening to Motivation Man to get up off of your dream. I don't care if you say I'm yelling. I don't care if you say I'm hollering for my dream. You're supposed to get excited for what you believe in. It's not my job to be excited for you. That is your job. So take your dreams out of other people's hands and go live the dream and live the destiny and live the purpose of what you was designed to live.